With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Gail Godwin's novel, A Southern Family, hit the bestseller list in October, and rightly so. It's a haunting story based on a personal tragedy.
It was the very violent death of my own brother 4 years ago. And when it first happened, I said to myself, this is something I will never touch. In fact, I had another book I was writing.
But Gail Godwin could not get the thought of her brother's death out of her mind.
The questions that it left with me, and the main one being, why is it that some people survive the society into which they're born so well and the times into which they're born so well, and others just never do? It's as if they're wearing clothes that are cut wrong and the clothes hurt.
So Gail Godwin decided to explain the tragedy as fiction.
When there's a death, no one is quite sure even how the death occurred, but it's violent, and the family goes through a lot of suffering, and I decided to tell it from everyone's point of view.
In the novel, a young member of a North Carolina family murders his girlfriend and then turns the gun on himself, just as in the real-life tragedy.
That I kept absolutely the same, and I can't speak about it too much now, but it's all there in the book. The book, which was 867 pages in manuscript, was finally the only way I could talk about it.
Gail Godwin does not know why the murder-suicide happened.
It's a mystery in the real world, and it's a mystery in the book. But what's not so much of a mystery to me is who my brother was.
Gail Godwin, her moving novel, A Southern Family, was published by Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Gail Godwin's skill as a writer grows with each book. Her novels, The Odd Woman, Violet Clay, and A Mother and Two Daughters were nominated for American and National Book Awards. Her most current work of fiction is a sensitive portrayal of a tragedy called A Southern Family. The novel examines the death of a young North Carolina man who murders his girlfriend and then himself, and the impact of that tragedy on those around him. Godwin says the book parallels the similar violent death of her own brother.
Why didn't this boy survive? Of course, then I had to turn it into fiction. You know, fiction writers, even if you start off to write naked autobiography, before you get to the end of the first page, you're telling lies, you're changing things, you're making it into sometimes a bigger truth than the literal facts.
Godwin says most of the characters in A Southern Family are aspects of herself.
There's a person inside me who could also die violently. There's a person in me who could mourn like a mother, even though I'm not a mother.
2 years ago, Gail Godwin was co-editor of the Best Short Stories of 1985. Since the selection of stories is so subjective, Godwin agrees that best is a misleading title.
We should just have perhaps an anthology called My Favorite Stories. I don't put them in any hierarchy.
Gail Godwin, who was born in Nashville, North Carolina, lives in Woodstock, New York, and has no plans to return to her native South.
I go back to the South quite a lot visiting, but I'm real happy up here looking down there.
Gail Godwin, her haunting novel, A Southern Family, is on the bestseller charts, published by William Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.